Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
I just don't understand where they're going to build it.
There's plenty of space on the island.
Do you even know how big a shuttle launch pad is, Lily?
Do you?
Well, no, but I bet it's bigger than you think it is.
They'll probably put it in the middle, won't they? There's nothing much in the middle of the island.
Well, except for all the trees and wildlife and...
Do you know where they're going to put it, Jasmine? What?
The launch pad for the shuttle. Where are they going to put it?
I don't know. Mum's not told me what she's been doing, okay? I'm as much in the dark as you are.
Sorry. I was only asking...
Well, save your breath, Kyle, because I know nothing. See you tomorrow.
Is that you, love?
No, it's a spider from Mars.
Jolly good.
Thought you might be out addressing the world's media.
Was everyone at school talking about the competition?
Yeah, and it was a bit embarrassing that I didn't know.
Oh, I bet all the kids in your class are going to enter.
I don't know.
Well, why wouldn't they? It's an amazing opportunity.
I'm not going to.
You're not? What do you mean you're not?
I'm not interested.
But that's the most exciting part. It was my idea, you know.
Your idea?
You can't be the first man in space or the first woman in space. It's been done. But the first child in space will be someone from this island. That's a record that will stand forever.
I guess when you put it like that, it is pretty cool.
So you're going to enter?
No.
Oh, look, Jasmine, I know what you're like.
Well, you are my mum, so that's not really surprising.
You don't have enough confidence in yourself, always keeping your head down. I think entering this would be really good for you.
All right. I'll think about it.
Hi, Mum. Amazing day at school. All day we talked about...
Oh, I'm glad someone's had a good day. I'm done in. Suddenly, every holiday cottage on the island's been booked.
Really?
Yeah. All these news reporters descending on us and people coming to work on this space thing. So I've had to whip round all the cottages and make sure they're clean. Have any of them talked to you?
The cottages?
No, the news people.
Oh, no. Teachers told them to come back tomorrow after all the kids have talked to their parents about
it. I thought they might want to talk to me, find out what ordinary people think. But no, they don't care what I think. I'm only a cleaner, aren't I?
What do you think?
It's outrageous they can't do this.
I think they are doing this.
And can you believe this stupid gimmick about sending a child on the first flight?
Yeah, I heard about that. But actually, Mum, it does
Anyway,
like...
there's a meeting up at the church later. We're going along as soon as your dad gets back.
When you say we...
Yes, you're coming too. We need as many people as we can to show them it's not just a few crackpots, it's most of us. We don't want it here.
Kyle! Uncle Jason! You not been at work today?
No, went over to the west coast. Saw an otter.
You're kidding.
I got a picture. It's not great, but you can just about see its head there. Look.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Can you send me the picture?
I'll do it as soon as I get back. You come into the meeting tonight?
Meeting?
Yeah. Up at the hall, so we can raise our concerns about the space thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely. I think it's mad they're even thinking about doing this.
Me too. Don't know if what we think will make any difference, but we can only try, eh?
I don't know how Dad will feel about me going.
Tell him you're coming over to mine. Tell him we're going out to, well, count bats or something.
Okay.
You'll be there, yeah? I'm counting on you, OK? kid. Of course.
I'm going to this meeting tonight, whether I like it or not. So, I may as well live stream it, if the church hall Wi-Fi isn't too rubbish. It might be boring, I don't know. Probably lots of people talking about planning regulations and stuff. Yeah, it'll probably be boring.
Please! Claudia Wheeler has given up her time to sit in this very cold church hall. I'm sorry about that. The heating in here hasn't worked properly in years.
Oh, that's quite all right.
And she does want to hear your concerns about the project, but she can't hear them if you make them all at once. If she really wants to know what we think, why didn't she ask us before she announced it to the world?
Because we've got rivals who would kill to have that information. If we'd consulted the islanders before agreeing the deal, the news would have got out.
But that's your problem, not ours.
I'd like you all to look at the bigger picture here.
We're going to put a space rocket on the island. How much bigger does it get?
Dad, it's a shuttle, not a rocket.
Same difference.
It's really not.
When you elected me chief officer, I promised to modernise the island. Internet, transport links and quality services. But we all know young people are leaving the island. The population is falling and that means less money. But this project is a huge opportunity and it's only for a limited time, just a single launch.
Where are you going to build it then? We've bought a derelict farm on the north tip of the island. The fields are just lying empty. We'll build a launch pad in the middle, convert the farmhouse into a sort of mission control, and there's a large dairy barn we're going to turn into a training centre.
I've seen the plans, and you'd be surprised how much it fits in with the existing landscape.
The point of this is to show we have the technology to build something like this quickly and with minimal environmental impact.
And it'll bring jobs to the island. It makes us an important centre for an exciting industry. And it means we'll have the money to connect our little community to the world.
But what if we don't want to be connected?
Sorry?
What if we like living here because it's away from everything else? I used to live in a big city, and I prefer it here.
That's great. I have to say, my family and I have fallen in love with this place since we first came
Your
here.
Your daughter said she hated it here this morning.
I see. Well, I certainly think this is a wonderful...
Every bit of the island is home to wildlife and plants that can live and grow here because there's no factories or cars or anything. We've never had a car here. And you want to bring a space shuttle?
That's exactly why our proposal includes setting up a conservation area.
This whole island's a conservation area. There's no way you can do this without doing damage. And you ought to take it somewhere else.
Yes, Kyle, this thing is going to destroy the environment.
We've done a study of the impact and I can promise you...
I want to say something.
Oh.
Look, I've lived on this island all my life and... This is the most exciting thing that's ever happened here. Easily. I always felt like I was missing out by living here. But suddenly, all the world is talking about us. It's mad and it's brilliant. And I didn't ever think I'd get a chance like this.
What do you mean, a chance like this?
I'm going in for that contest, Mum. I don't care what you say. I want to go into space.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.